Jesus is the healer. There are no faith healers. Jesus is the healer. He uses people, but he's the healer. In Psalm 103, verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Can you believe the word of God? We have a tendency to say, well, that's mystical. It doesn't really mean it. That's an insult to God to say he put something in his book that he didn't really mean. Amen. I'm telling you, he really means it. Jesus Christ came to take our iniquities and our sickness and diseases. And people do not know that because the preachers haven't always preached the word of God. They preach their opinions. I'm preaching the word of God today, so listen. God told his people, Israel, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. How clear can you be? And I've heard preachers say, well, God put that on you to teach you something. This says God will not do that. If you're righteous, if your sins are under the blood, if you're obeying him, if you have repented of things he's convict your heart over. You see, God made it clear to them that if they would obey the law, including animal sacrifices, and turn from rebellion and sin, he would heal them and take sickness away from the midst of them. He said, I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. Y'all pay attention? We got to do what is right in his sight, not in the sight of men, but what God expects of us. We need to find out what that is and do it. Sin is not stumping your toe and saying a bad word. Sin is rebellion against God. If you stump your toe and say a bad word, ask God to forgive you and to help you and keep going. Can you say amen? Amen. And wilt give ear to my commandments. In other words, if we'll listen to his commandments and obey him, and keep all my statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians from the Lord that healeth thee. And the devil told me, he said, well, that's just the Egyptian diseases. But he is a clever liar. And just as today, diseases are the same all over the world. Look at COVID. I don't think there's anybody on the planet that didn't get visited by that virus. And so he says, I will not put diseases on you. And preachers getting to put, and of course, I usually preach the opposite of what I'm preaching right now, so I can't throw any rocks at anybody. But if God speaks to you, you need to line up with the Word of God. And since God showed me that about 47 years ago, my life has been totally different. Thank you, Jesus. He is the healing God. And you can say you don't believe it and miss out on it, but that's up to you. Between you and God, I'm going to believe God no matter what anybody else believes. And keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He's the healer. Why would the healer put stuff on you that's bad? He's the healer. If we keep his commandments and obey his voice, he will not put diseases upon us because he is our healer. I had strep throat. They took my tonsils out because I had tonsillitis. They said taking the tonsils out would solve the problem. They took the tonsils out, and it went to strep throat. And all winter long until in my 30s, I had bad strep throat most of the winter. Thank God for medicine. Thank God for penicillin, or I probably wouldn't live through it. But when God gave me this word, he wanted to take my infirmities, my sicknesses, I began to believe him, and I haven't had to have a penicillin shot for 47 years. And maybe you don't see the miracle in that, but I do. Because I was the one tormented with strep throat. And if you have a problem like that, if we have time, we'll pray for you after a while. Can you say amen? So God promises healing for those who obey his voice and keep his commandments. No perfect people, but if we mess up, we ask him to forgive us and keep right on going. And when our faith is in him, we're obeying him, he sees us as righteous. So you don't have to sit around and worry about it. If your sins are under the blood, you're righteous and you're a candidate for healing. You see, if we will obey him, and how do we obey him? Well, one thing is, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin. We obey him by confessing our sin. So a lot of times the devil tries to trick us up But no matter what, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means we stand before God as if we'd never sinned and we're worthy to be healed or delivered or whatever. You see, he will put none of these diseases upon us. He says, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." The Hebrew here can be translated, "For I, Yahweh, am your healer." The Lord Jesus Christ today is our healer. And we know Jesus Christ is God. He's been God as long as God's been God. If we live by faith in Jesus Christ, we are obeying him under the new covenant by putting our faith in Jesus. Today, we obey God by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. And then we allow him to write his law in our hearts and then anoint us to live by the word of God from our heart. You see, he is not putting sickness and disease on us because he is our healer. If you went to the doctor and he put sickness on you, would you pay the bill? Okay. Now, if you do go to the doctor, you may come back sick because of viruses and germs and stuff in that office. Okay. But it won't be him putting it on you. Amen. Can you say amen? Jesus says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, if God's not doing it, who's doing it? The devil is. The devil is. Jesus says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Satan comes to destroy our health. He wanted to fix me up with strep throat, so I'd miss preaching half the time. He knew I was called to be a preacher, and he was setting me up for failure and defeat. You can let the devil set you up for failure and defeat, or you can believe the word of God. Acts chapter 23, verse 25, "And you shall serve the Lord your God." There's a key right there, the word serve. Are you serving yourself or are you serving God? "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." He says, if you serve me, I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. And that is what it's done for me, so I can keep preaching. That doesn't mean I don't get attacked. That spirit of infirmity comes back to see if I'm going to let him take over. And you just have to keep kicking him out. That's why Jesus said, "I give you authority to tread upon demons and devils, serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you," or it means destroy you. You see, God promises to take sickness from those who serve him. Satan wants us to believe there is a scripture somewhere that says God puts sickness on his saints. You'll never find it. It's not there. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. "I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Hello. Now, you can take it as being mystical, but it doesn't really mean that. And that's an insult to God when we say stuff like that. God didn't write stuff he didn't mean. And it says, actually says, "Is God a man that he was lie? Well, he'd lie." I believe he has a sense of humor, but he's not joking here. You see, the opposite is true. "I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." As long as you believe for something, you're probably going to get it, even if it's bad. You've got to believe the word of God, not what some preacher preached, or not something I preached 50 years ago. This says he will take sickness and disease away from the midst of those who serve him, is really what it means. This says he'll take sickness and disease away from those who serve him. If you're not serving him, well, you need to start serving him. Find out what he wants you to do and do it. Amen, preacher. Now look at this. The spiritual and the physical are tied together. Now pay close attention. I know I've thrown this out a time or two last week, but I want to look at it today. If we do his word, it is his will that we be physically healthy, because sickness can keep us from preaching, teaching, and serving him. Amen. Amen. I couldn't be preaching this today if I was laying in intensive care. Right? Therefore, he has provided healing and restoration. When our spirit is right, the physical can be made right. Amen. If your heart's right, God can fix your health, and fix you so you're healthy, so you can do what he called you to do. Amen. Sam Poston, pastor of West Park Baptist Church up here, been a friend of mine for years. He had myasthenia gravis, and he was very sick. And it just went from bad to worse, and he was in intensive care, and it was all over the radio that Sam was dying. So I drove by his church from Middlebrook. Car in the middle of the night, it was at night, and the parking lot was full of people. They were in there praying for their pastor. And I just wonder, you know, if I was in that situation, would there be anybody in his church praying for me? I couldn't help but think, wonder what, this is years ago. And so I went in the building, and they were all lined up taking turns to pray. There's a lot of people in there. And so I just took a seat and waited. And then I thought, now I'm going to go up there and pray for Sam. And, you know, they didn't throw me out. So I got in line, it came my turn. I walked up there. It's about 8 o'clock, I think, when I prayed. And I prayed the same thing I do here. I asked God to heal him, deliver him, get him out of that hospital, and turn things around, restore his health. And, Lord, I believe you to do it right now in the name of Jesus. And later I was talking to Sam, and he said about that time, not just me, but the time they were all in there praying, he said about that time he felt supernatural strength come in his body. Instead of dying, he caught sides to the rails by on the side of his bed and pulled himself up while we were praying. And as far as I know, he's still over there preaching. Does anybody know? And I mean, this was years ago. And there's only one healing for myasthenia gravis, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Unless they've come up with some new medicine I don't know anything about. And so God is a healer. He'll even heal a Baptist. Okay. He'll also heal a nut. Can you say his amen? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12. I grew up Baptist, graduated from Southern Baptist Seminary, so y'all forgive me, will you? Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 7, once a Baptist, always a Baptist, to some degree. Deuteronomy 7, verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep, and see, this is over and over in the Bible. Keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto the fathers. Verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. And say all. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt. See, here it is again. And this is the Old Testament law. My Bible says the new covenant is better than the old. If we have this, we don't have this in the new covenant, I'd rather go back and live under the old. But we know that the new is better than the old. So it's included in the new, and it's all through the New Testament. Jesus healed all that came to him. I showed you that last week. Get that sermon, listen to it. Thanks to all the modern technology, you can listen to it again and again and again. And we'll put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. I'm not reading the same passage again. That's a different one. But we'll lay them upon all them that hate thee. So diseases are for those who hate us, not us. If the Bible can be trusted, I'm not at liberty just to change the Bible around like some people. Well, I just don't believe that. Well, it means what it says. Amen. You see, the promise is to those who obey his commandments. You say, well, how can I do that? If you're born again, it says Jesus Christ lives in you, and you're his workmanship, and he's changing you to be the person you were born to be. So he's working on you. And while he's working on you, as long as your sins are under the blood, you qualify for his healing and his deliverance and his miracles. Because you put your faith, that's our number one commandment, put your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, the Lord will take away from the all sickness. Born again people are the people of God today, and they qualify. God's people is God's people. We were under his people, under the old covenant. Now we're under the new, but we're still his people. And we qualify for every promise that's in the old covenant and the new covenant. Amen. I prayed, Lord, take this strep throat away from me on New Year's Day in 1979, just shortly after God had given me this message about healing. And I had announced a miracle service, New Year's Eve service. We're going to pray for the sick. Everybody's supposed to get healed. And I was sick. Woke up with a strep throat. And the devil said, ha, 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 ha. The newspaper going to have headlines, preacher missed miracle service because he's sick. I started praying. I said, Lord, I believe you take this away. Then the Lord healed me right on the spot. He began to get better immediately. By service time, I was ready to go and preach, and people got healed. But you see, you got to step out in faith and believe it. Deuteronomy 7:12. I don't have time to linger. Deuteronomy 7:12. Therefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to the judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto the fathers, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of these diseases upon thee. I went to Los Angeles for a big ministers' conference, and I got food poisoning in Disneyland. I was eating at this French restaurant, and it said poison right on the menu. Except it, poison and fish. Yay. I said to Dottie, well, this is poison. Well, be careful what you confess. And so I thought I was going to die. I mean, as I was eating it, I could feel it swelling up in my stomach, but I was paid for it. It cost a lot of money, so I was going to eat it. Okay, I got so sick that I couldn't see straight and went back to the room, and we had one of those tickets. We had to leave that next morning, or we had to stay there. I didn't have money to buy another ticket, and we had small children. And so Dottie said, should I call an ambulance? I said, no, I don't have time for that. I got to get healed. And so I had some of that fancy luggage that you have to use duct tape to keep it shut. So Dottie went to the store to try to get me some duct tape. And while she was gone, I got my Bible, went into the, you know where St. John is? Where John is? Yay. And I grabbed St. John, and started to read the Bible. And all the scriptures I could find in a hurry, it was these Old Testament scriptures. And as I was reading them, God healed me, just like that. So you can say, send the Old Testament, whatever you want to say, but it's the Word of God. And he anoints his Word. Doubt it if you want. And if you doubt it, you're probably not going to receive it. And that is your problem, not mine. Because I'm telling you what it says. The decision to believe or not to believe for you is you. You make that decision, not me. So as I read and meditate on these Old Testament scriptures, God heal me. You see, we looked at this last week, but bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all the diseases. That was true in the Old Testament and it's true today. God's salvation plan covers both sin and sickness. Listen closely. I know I'm repeating a few things I said last week, but I'm going somewhere. Forgiveness of sin is directly tied to the healing of diseases. If the sin is gone, then you can believe God to take away the sickness. You got to be sure that sin is confessed. See, curses came into the Garden of Eden because of sin, right? Is anyone going to disagree with that? Well, Adam and Eve was healthy until those curses came in. And that's where all the sickness and diseases and the thorns and the thistles and all the curses came from. That's where the tornadoes and hurricanes came from. When man sinned, it messed up our world. If sin is gone, disease can be removed. You see, this may not line up with some modern theology, but these promises are clearly the Word of God. I explained last week how God gave me a revelation concerning Matthew 8:16-17. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare sicknesses. And I told you last week, as I read this passage in Matthew, the Lord spoke to me and said, do you believe I'm still here? Yes. Do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? Do you believe I'm here to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah? And I said, yes. Do you believe I'm here to take, you got personal. Do you believe I'm here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? And no, but I saw it and I said, yes. And so I said yes to all of these questions. Yes, I believe you're here. Yes, I believe you're here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy. Yes, I believe you're here to take my infirmities and my sicknesses. And my world changed when I said that. Amen. I started getting healed every time the devil tried to make me sick so I could preach, so I could do what he called me to do. And so that's Isaiah 53, verse 4. Today I felt led to really focus on that passage since I didn't do it last week. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and the King James says grief, but the Hebrew word is sickness, and carried our sorrows. The Hebrew word is pains. So he hath borne our sickness and carried away our pains is literally what it means, and that's a prophecy about Jesus Christ. This means that he bore away our sickness, our pains, and our iniquities. But he was wounded for our transgression, verse 5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's our sins. Now, if that part is, if the first part's not true, him taking our infirmities and our sicknesses and our pain, that's not true. This part may not be true, him taking our iniquities. If he doesn't take our iniquities, we're going to hell. And so I believe he does one, he's going to do both. Now, I didn't just believe that on my own. The Lord gave me that revelation and told me I was wrong. He said, amen. And so now I believe that God, it's God's will to heal you. If you repent, make things right with God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him. And that covers your depression right there. The chastisement of peace was upon him. You're depressed. They beat the daylights out of him that you might have peace. You might be delivered from that depression. Believe that. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, what Isaiah saw was the Messiah. That's why he said these things. What Isaiah saw was the Messiah taking away our sickness, pain, depression, and sins on a cross about 700 years before it happened. He says, surely I've borne our sickness and carried away our pains. He's wounded for transgression, bruised for iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. That was Jesus Christ. And Matthew said, Jesus healed all that came to him to fulfill that prophecy. That's what Matthew 8, 16, and 17 is all about. It's why I just don't believe that. Well, Jesus believed it. Amen. That's why he healed everybody. Amen. Say amen again.
Amen.
This is a promise. With his stripes, we are healed. That word's Rapha. You see, most people think this is just too good to be true. Healing is a promise. It is true. Some people say, well, if that's true, why aren't more people healed? Because preachers have been telling them it's God's will for them to be sick, and preachers have been preaching that God puts sickness on people, and so they do not believe the Bible, they believe the preacher. As I said, I can't be critical because I used to preach that too. What does the word Rapha in the Bible really mean? The Hebrew, and I had a guy come to the church once and said that the word Rapha just means spiritual. You can be healed spiritually, but not physically. What he meant was, you can be born again, but you can't be healed physically. I never had that guy back again. Because he's a heretic, as far as I'm concerned. Can you say amen? What does the word Rapha in the Bible really mean? The Hebrew word here for healed is, with his stripes were healed. In that passage, that word healed, in any place in the Old Testament, it means the word is Rapha, which means to be made whole. Not just spiritually saved, but be whole spiritually, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, socially, financially, to be made whole, just like modern medicine. You see, modern wholeness medicine has the same meaning, and the Lord knew it all the time. For me to be whole physically, I need to be whole emotionally and mentally. It means to be made whole emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, socially, and financially. Jesus Christ blotted out our sins and bore away our sickness and disease and provided healing. We have to believe for it. We receive this wholeness by faith. We cannot be physically healthy without being mentally and spiritually healthy. Every doctor in his right mind would tell you that. So if God wants to heal you spiritually, emotionally, mentally, then he wants to heal you physically, because if you're physically sick, it's going to affect you mentally and spiritually in every other way. Come on, wake up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Turn your brain on. Quit listening to anybody and everybody. Listen to the Word of God. And so we cannot be physically healthy without being mentally and spiritually healthy. Mental and emotional problems cause physical problems. And physical problems cause mental and emotional problems. What happens if somebody does get healed? I will not question the Word of God based on what happens to someone.
Amen.
I've had things in my own life over the years I have not been able to get it healed. But I'm not going to question what I know because it's something I experience. But I'm telling you right now, I've experienced healing enough that I've never missed preaching for one time in 47 years because of sickness. Can you say amen? The devil will always be doing something to try to give you a reason to doubt. And you can look at the doubt or you can look at the Word of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I believe it's God's will for me to be healed. And if I pray and I don't get it spiritually, God wants me to go to the doctor and get it fixed if I can. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to be dumb as dirt. God has provided. Dr. Rick said he told him to become a doctor. And his family laughed at him. And they said, there's never been a doctor in our family. They were just hillbillies up around, up in the mountains of Kentucky. Yay. God told him to be a doctor. And over the years, he's become the best doctor in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Amen.
And he's been my doctor for about 40 years. Man, the man knows what he's talking about. Last exam I had, he said I was perfect, except for my looks and my mental condition. But God showed him that all these scriptures on healing are true. So he started praying for people and started getting healed. He still got his medical practice. And he asked the Lord, said, Lord, if you heal people, why did you call me to be a doctor? And he said, well, for those who can't believe, I want you to fix them up.
Amen.
Those who don't believe, I want you to get them healed. Now think of that. So how dare you say or anyone else say it's not God's will for us to be healed?
Amen.
If it's not God's will for you to be healed, then why do you go to the doctor? You trying to get out of God's will? I mean, let's turn our brain on.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's God's will for us to be healed or going to a doctor is sin. And we know it's not sin to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor myself. My daughter, born with a major heart condition, she had, and somebody said, well, Barry doesn't believe in it. Doctors, you're out of your mind. You're not paying attention. We had major open heart surgery for that baby. I knew it was God's will for her to live. That's what they needed to do, and we did it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But God did the rest. She's in her 40s. Don't tell her I said that. She's in her 40s, got three kids, and she lugs those kids around. I've never seen anything like her. I tried that. I don't have the energy to do it. I mean, God has worked miracles in her. God, yes, here's doctors. Well, why does everybody get healed? I think to ask why is a sin.
Amen.
Don't ask God why.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Believe the Word of God. And if you feel like I want you to go to the doctor, that's where your faith is. Go to the doctor.
Amen.
Wherever your faith is, that's what you act on.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I said things I never meant to say. Yay. And I'm about out of time, too. But anyway, forgiveness of sin is directly tied to the healing of diseases. Peter refers to this prophecy when he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, here it is, who himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Let me know that's the important thing. Get rid of those sins. You get rid of them by having them blotted out by the blood. You don't just turn over a new leaf. Also, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, and that having died to sins might live for righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Peter turned it around. He instead of saying with his stripes you are healed, he says, by whose stripes ye were healed. I were healed way back there. I was healed. If I was healed, then I am healed by faith. If I were, I am by faith. You see, Peter believed Jesus provided forgiveness of sin and the healing of sickness, by whose stripes you were healed. You see, this is a direct referenced Isaiah 53, verse 5. Also, the Greek word for healing, iome, means to be made whole. Peter is the one in Acts 10, 38, who said Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. That's what Peter said about Jesus. He worked with him for 3 years. He said he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What does oppressed mean? It means the devil uses sicknesses and oppression to hold you down. He healed people so they could do God's work. And remember this, every one of those people that are healed died. Everybody's going to die. We're not talking about becoming immortal. We're talking about being healed so we can go preach, go teach, go to work, do our job that God has given us to do, which is our ministry. Can you say amen? So we're talking about healing for now, and then when it's God's time, we're going to die. Well, if what you preach is true, nobody ever die. You need to read the Bible and quit making stuff up. It says, appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. There's a time for every one of us to die. Healing's not going to stop that. So why did they die sick? I don't know. If your time rolls around, you're sick, I guess you're going. Wait a minute, Lord, I got to get healed so I can die. You know, some people talk stuff like that. If your number rose up and you got strep throat, you're going to die. And people are going to say, well, strep throat killed him, but no, it was your time. Amen. Amen. Peter believed Jesus provided healing for all. Jesus taught, I need to read this. Jesus taught, now this is probably the best thing if I got the time to just read it carefully. Jesus taught that forgiveness of sin is directly tied to healing of diseases. When Jesus healed the paralytic and told him to take up his bed and walk, he first forgave his sins. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, is this on the screen? Okay. And when you put it, please leave it up until I get to another, because some people are making pictures of it and some people are writing it down. And it doesn't bother me to leave it up, so if you can, just leave it up. I don't know how all that stuff works, but if you can do that, appreciate it. Matthew 9, 2, and they brought to him a paralytic laying on a bed, seeing their faith. Now, how do you see faith? You can tell by the way they act, the actions. And they had this guy on a stretcher bringing him to Jesus, and so he saw their faith. It took faith to bring him. And some of these meetings, some people might just have the faith to get an ambulance and bring somebody. Be the same thing they did. They didn't have ambulances. They had stretchers they carried. I've heard of that happening. I don't think it's ever happened here. Jesus said to the paralytic, take courage, son. Your sins are forgiven. They brought him to be healed, not to be forgiven. Verse 4, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why are you thinking evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, get up, pick up your bed, and go home. And he got up and went home. Basically, what Jesus said was, I'm going to heal this paralytic to prove his sins are gone. Once his sins were gone, he said, pick up your bed, get out of here. Amen. And he healed him, and he went home. You see, when the cause of the curse, sin, is removed, the curse, sickness, can be removed by believing the healer. The healer is here. That's what Jesus meant when he said, do you believe I'm here? Do you believe I'm here in this room to take that strep throat away every time it tries to come back? Jesus had forgiven this man's sins, so healing his disease was the easy part. Listen, he said, which is easier, to forgive their sin or to heal them? Well, I can't do either one. I can't forgive your sin and I can't heal you, but he can forgive your sin and he's here to heal you. If he took our sins, he can take our sickness. If we will ask and believe. But you got to ask. And you got to believe that he wants you well. And you, how do I know he wants me? Because I've been reading to you. You know, what, for 40 minutes. He can take our sickness if we'll ask and believe. They did not, lost my place here. They did not doubt his will to heal. Now, this is important. They did not doubt his will to heal, did they? What did they do? They doubted his ability to forgive. Today, we have it turned around. Just the opposite. Today, we believe it is God's will to forgive all, but not his will to heal all. Isn't that something? Exactly the opposite. They believed it was, he believed it was God's will to heal everybody because they all were getting healed. But they couldn't believe it was God's will to forgive everybody. But today, we believe it's God's will to forgive everybody that will confess their sins, but it's not God's will to heal. Amen. You see, sin and sickness came together in the Garden of Eden, and now they can leave together. Amen. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect in every way, but it means you have a good shot at getting healed. And if need be, God will use the doctors. I have no problem with that. Sin invites the curses, including sickness and disease. The first thing is, repent of your sin and ask God to help you not to do it anymore. Every time we sin is rebellion. It's not just slipping up and getting mud on you or dirt on you. It's rebellion. It's saying, I know God don't want me to do that. I'm going to do it anyway. You do stuff like that, you're going to open the door to sickness, disease, failure, poverty, and everything else. Can you believe these scriptures that Jesus is present to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Let's all stand.